And welcome back to Project Independence in You here at Senior Talk Radio. We are in our last segment. How does this happen? Otto, you said you were going to work on this whole time thing, trying to slow it down. Were you able to do anything over the break?
No, I haven't. But words that my father told me many years ago, he always said, the older you get, the faster it goes. And he is correct.
Yeah.
Think back when you were in kindergarten and you got off for the summer.
That's true.
Summer was like a year.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah.
Now,
that's actually very
summer's
true.
Summer's like, is it over?
I know, right? It's like you open the window,
Christmas,
it's June, and then
2 months away.
Yeah, it just flies by. It just flies by.
That's why we need to cram in everything.
Take every day at a time.
That's right.
One day at a time.
Yeah. That's right.
And don't procrastinate too much, because the next thing you know, what you procrastinated about, the need for you to have done something is here.
That's right.
And it's too late.
Yeah. That's right, Otto.
You know?
The truth. So anyway, back to our wonderful Aging in Place conference. The second panel will be integrative health and cultural wellness. We're going to have two fabulous women from the health and wellness, the Northwell Health Center for Wellness and Integrative Medicine.
Fabulous.
Because that's really an important thing. You know, it's not just, just a medical piece. It's really incorporating everything into.
And working together.
Yeah.
Having your doctor work with, maybe you need acupuncture.
Which I think is
the holistic approach, incorporating it all.
How will these panels work? For example, this integrative health and cultural wellness. Mm-hmm. Will the people who are on the panel be chatting with each other? Will they
they'll both do their presentations, and then at the end there'll be a little Q&A together, right?
Because an hour is not long.
It certainly will fly by. And then
they'll also have tables too.
Yes,
so
because afterwards you'd be able to talk to them too. And then we're going to have Martine Hackett, who's an assistant professor over at Hofstra University. She'll be talking about the cultural wellness piece. And then the third panel is the 2018 Medicare Part D, which is quite the hot topic, and beyond. So we're going to have two representatives from the HICAP program over at Family and Children's.
And then we have
fabulous Ron Fatula.
Excellent.
Will be there talking about the beyond piece. And on top of that, we have an expo going on, which I think we're up to 67 exhibitors. The whole point of this is really to walk around and gather stuff for your toolbox.
Will there be a list of who the exhibitors are?
Yes. So when you come to, if you're registered for the event, you come and you're going to get a little bag with a whole bunch of material, and in that will be a list of all the exhibitors.
Event. Having been in trade shows many, many times in my life on both sides, it's very helpful to be able to go over a list of exhibitors sitting in comfort and saying, okay, I want to make sure I go there, there, and there.
So you'd be able to go right in. Everyone will get a copy of that.
In a short period of time, you can focus on
what might be
of the most interest to you.
Right. It's really going to be a jam-packed day.
And Otto, this is our fourth regional Aging in Place conference. We've done every other year since 2011. Yep. The first one we did was actually at Hofstra. Mm-hmm. We've partnered with Hofstra for each one in some capacity,
and then we have wonderful sponsors.
And we have
Northwell Health is
our primary sponsor.
It's really wonderful.
They're great, and they're also part of the integrative health panel. And our premier sponsor, as always, and it's always great to work with Northwell. Especially, we're so lucky to have them in town of North Hempstead. Another reason why this program is so successful.
Yeah, it's great. And then we have a bunch of other sponsors. We have the Glen Cove Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation, AARP, Adult Ministries, Lynbrook Rehabilitation, Marquee Rehab, National Grid, Gerwin Jewish. So there's a bunch of wonderful sponsors.
Amazing.
So it's going to be a great day, and I think there'll be a lot of wonderful information.
And 311, you can call, like Christina was saying.
Right, so
unfortunately,
just be prepared.
We will have a waiting list and see if we get any cancellations. Wherever you are on the waiting list, we will call you. But for any information on that, you can always call 311.
Absolutely.
Now, if you did get the Pioneer newsletter, which you should have gotten if you live in North Hempstead and you are a senior, or does it go to every house?
No, it goes to
Pioneer goes to 60 and over.
Okay.
Someone who has 60 over.
If you did get that, and hopefully you didn't discard it as a political piece, which it is not.
That's right.
It will give you very detailed information about the conference and the people who will be speaking. And they're all more than super qualified. So anyhow, can you get a Pioneer if you didn't get one?
Yeah, so I
call 311.
You call 311, it'll come over to me, and I make sure your name is added to the list, because a lot of people, you know, we want to make sure everyone is getting it. And on top of all this, the North Hempstead has a lot of great events coming up. On Wednesday, October 25th, is the Autumn Treat event, which is over at Clark Gardens. This one's at Harbor Links Clubhouse. It's a Broadway cabaret theme, which should be very nice.
Very fun.
So there'll be performances, and then there'll be all kinds of delicious autumn treats. Tickets are $15 and on sale now. You can call 311 for more information about that. And the Spooky Walk will be coming up as well, which is kicking off on Friday, October 27th, and Saturday, October 28th, from 6:30 to 9:30. This one's Hollywood Horror,
yeah,
which is really nice. So there'll be a lot of the OG villains and ghosts and ghouls and goblins, which should be really fun.
Now, are you a big Halloween?
I certainly am quite the big Halloween.
Because you're kind of like into...
I'm like into every holiday, but holidays. I really do. I'm into all holidays. But I really love Halloween.
Really? What made you say that?
I like to keep things festive.
Well, past experience.
But
Christina,
yes,
decorates everything in the office.
There's a lot.
We know what holiday it is from our conference room, because we can walk in there and then the leaves are gone, and then maybe flip-flops show up.
That's
or
right.
Holiday decorations.
Keep everyone
it's wonderful.
I have a brother-in-law that lives in Bayside in Queens, and he spends weeks decorating.
Oh, yes, you showed me those.
Yeah, the front of his house.
Yes, we have
and
a lot.
And he winds up giving out 1,800 gift bags before it's all over, with people visiting.
Wow.
And he has quite a setup. But I don't even know the address, so just assume that it's really
there.
I'm sure
you can find it. We actually have our neighbor, because we do a lot. We do, you know, we have our whole front is, and our neighbor does a whole thing, you know, where he has people come to his house, and all the donations go to a different charity.
Oh, that's very nice.
So it brings a lot of people, which I love. My husband's not so into it. He's had enough already with everyone. But I love running out of candy, because I just feel so validated, because my bags are great. I mean, my house has some great gift. There's like a lot. Jay's like, what are you possibly giving to these people?
What
you don't
are
know
you
them.
Giving to these people?
They're jam-packed. There's like a bazillion different things, and I try to cover all my bases. It's really a sickness, but you know, it's fine.
Now, do you get dressed up for Halloween?
Well, I have we do a Halloween party, and actually on Halloween, you know, I'll
oh really?
Too. Yes, it's a very
Halloween
big
is on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and you have a party on a Tuesday?
No, we have a party the Saturday before.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'll pick you up, Otto. We'll head over there.
Come on down, guys. But anyway, enough about that. I really wanted to promote something also, because we mentioned Fran Green, who will be at our conference. And she's also going to be at the book review in Huntington, promoting her new book, Thursday, 10/26, from 7 to 9 p.m. Her new book is really it's going to be great. And she is just an amazing person.
Yeah.
And she said if you come up to her and say you heard it, you're there because of Project Independence, she will give you a free consultation, which is great, because Fran is a social worker. She's been a social worker for years. And her new book is called Dating Again with Courage and Confidence, The 5-Step Plan to Revitalize Your Love Life After Heartbreak, Breakup, or Divorce. And there'll be wine, cheese, dessert, and coffee. So even more reason to go.
Now, the flirting terminology really stretches out further
Absolutely.
Than flirting. It comes down to relationships.
Yep, and making new ones, you know.
And talk with people.
Right, exactly. And it's because that's, you know, I think a lot of times people think like, oh, I'm too old. I can't, you know, I don't want to be bothered.
Anymore.
Right. You know, but it's really about just meeting new people and how to relate to them and everything. So,
okay.
Yeah, so it's really, check her out. Thursday, October 26th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Book Review in Huntington, which is a really cute venue too. So I definitely recommend that everyone tries and sees her.
And if you do go there, spend some time in Huntington. It's such a cute...
Oh, my God, it's so cute.
I love Huntington.
Love it. I know. You can spend a lot of time there and a lot of money as well. Also coming up is the fabulous Gold Coast International Film Festival, which is going to kick off November 7th to November 14th. I have the festival guide in front of me. I know it's available. You can call 311 to get that as well, because it is completely jam-packed. We're actually going to have Caroline Sarikoff, who's the festival director, will be on our radio program in November to promote this. It's great. I mean, North Hempstead really has – there's constantly something, I think, being, like, filmed in the area too. So it's really nice. And there'll be a lot of screenings and events and Q&As. There's tons and tons at all different locations. So you can call 311 or 869-6311 for that.
Look what time it is.
I know. My God. We're really just, like, flying by. I have, like, so many papers. How am I possibly to get through everything?
Well, they can call 311.
That's right. They can call 311 for anything or 869-6311.
Right. I wanted to also thank, we started this show off. We just hopped right into it. I wanted to also, as usual, thank WCWP.org right here at LIU. Dan Cox, Janine Solero, Victoria Amorado, and we have a student engineer here, too. Anthony, there's a lot of R's in your name. Cavaretta.
Cavaretta.
That's what I said. Thank you. It's been nice working with you.
What did you say, Cavaretta?
Cavaretta. Mm-hmm.
Like the ball player? There used to be a Phil Cavaretta.
Chicago Cubs.
Same Are you one? Related?
Oh. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Okay. Oh, let us know.
We're going to say, it makes it more intriguing.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 90%.
This goes back into the 50s and the late 40s.
Oh.
So are we in our seventh year now, or we just celebrated our sixth anniversary?
We're in our seventh year.
So
we're
in our seventh year.
Yeah, we're in
Christina
our seventh
Liu,
year.
Christina Liu, the awesome Christina Liu. Otto, just always great.
Well, thank you, my dear Rebecca, for always filling in and doing a great job, too.
Anytime. So. You know, what's his name again? Oh, John, sorry.
And John will be celebrating a very special birthday this weekend, so happy
early birthday.
To John.
Thanks to the town and Supervisor Bosworth, and we are looking forward to
it. Yeah, and tune in quickly next week. The Gold Coast Film Festival will actually be on next week, and we'll have 2018 Medicare updates from our family and children will be
wonderful.
On too. So, yes.
All right. So that's it. Have a wonderful week, you all, and stay well. This is Project Independence, and you out.